Matt Moore and Matt Master Morrow.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
Those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
WMFO Medford.
What the prime time, bitch?
Good morning, welcome to Brutal Brunch, WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. We're here, back for some regularly scheduled programming.
It's good to be back.
Nice Saturday morning, nice cool Saturday morning.
I'm so tired. Is it going to be hot today? Is it going to be chill? Is it going to be cool?
It's going to be decent next couple days, and it's going to be nice and gross again Monday for Labor Day, holiday weekend.
Filth.
But we have not taken a holiday. We're here for more.
Hell no.
Some metal.
We're here.
And, you know, usually we do play metal, but now, the Matt across
yeah,
from me.
Yeah, we're going to play Scott now. We're a Scott show.
The king of Scott over here comes in. If you recall, we had some Scott, or actually I had some Scott popish punk stuff on my countdown on the New Year's on the New Year's Eve countdown we did. And this kid was ranting and raving about the lesson Jake.
I'm always ranting and raving.
Tomorrow, or this week, I got a thing saying, oh, you know what? Scott whips.
You know what, Scott? It slaps. It slaps and it whips. I went to that Skankin' and Crankin' Fest with Maggie, and it was very fun, and it was outside at the Palladium. It was like the perfect storm, because it was like 70, it was nice, they had all sorts of fancy beers with cardamom in it, as I was telling Matt, so it was like, oh, so chill. There was like a bunch of dads running around wearing Vans, all sorts of checkerboard stuff happening.
Freddie T was there.
Fred Toucher was there.
He's being pit-shamed.
Getting pit-shamed. Like, yeah, like, what was it, Zolak posted a video of Freddie T for, like, Big D and the kids' table, just, like, running around in a circle, and they're like, that's not a pit. I'm like, well, it's a different type of music, my guy. Like, they're not going to make a wall of death at, like,
and especially show. Some of the people calling him out is like, okay, would you like to come to...
You want to get punched in the face by some hardcore kid,
right.
Like, doing spin kicks?
By a pit ninja, or, like, come to a, death metal show or something.
I'll tell you what, I don't, and, you know...
It's not No Shoes Nation over here.
10 years
don't
old.
Don't have pits there.
Good times. And I've never seen the Boston's before, which I feel like is impossible, but it's just I haven't. And, like, dancing guy, dancing all night, I was like... I'm like, okay, I know what the Boston's are going to do. I know exactly what's going to happen. They're going to come out in pink suits, and it's going to be whatever. And they came out in their pink suits, and I'm like, hell yeah. This is great. I love this. I love what's happening right now. Because I realized, like, I really, like, knew all the... I knew all the songs. Like, I was like, I know all these songs. You know, Maggie tried to dance the whole 4 hours, and I couldn't move by... I was literally, like, sitting down in the parking lot by the end. I was so tired. But good times. I can't recommend it enough. I hope they do more outside stuff.
So this is the parking lot in the back?
It's the parking lot in the back. Like, it's a... It's a weird setup, because you're still kind of, like, behind a dumpster. But they have a ton of space, and it's also, like, a ton of parking, so they don't actually lose out on parking, because you have all the courthouse parking, then you have the big garage down near the honey farms there, so it's still, like, easy to get to for Worcester, and they had all sorts of food trucks and all sorts of wacky stuff, and like I was saying, though, like, it was, like, the perfect time. I'm like, ooh, I'm outside, I'd like to have a nice watery beer, and, like, every single thing was, like, well, this one has cardamom in it, this one has, like, turmeric root. I'm like... do you have, like, a... What's the most, like, a Coors Light? And the girl was like, none of these.
You were asked to leave.
I'm like, oh, God. But, yeah, I can't recommend enough. Great time. Like, fun. Like, chill. Like, even, like, a literally reggae band came up. And, like, Maggie looked at me like, uh-oh, reggae. Uh-oh. The reggae alarm went off in my head. Like, because it's just annoying. But I loved it. I was like, this is like a good time. I was just in a good mood. Maybe I was just in a spectacularly good mood, too. Maybe that was my problem. But
well,
I recommend
it. Glad you enjoyed it.
I'm a big ska guy
glad
now.
You could let it go and
I'm
going to
get a big band next week. I'm going to be walking in here wearing big zoot suits and, like, snapping my fingers at men and stuff. It's going to be real swingers in here.
I look forward to it. That's cool. I had nothing to top that story, so why don't we just play some new music that isn't ska?
I almost killed myself with a Hyde energy drink yesterday.
I did see a photo of that.
Mr. What Hyde pre-workout.
Pre-workout before your Anytime Fitness workout?
Yeah, exactly.
Doing some med ball slams.
Don't do it.
Thank you again, by the way, to Tina from Black Widow Yoga. She was on last week, and we will have that interview posted. Couldn't really publish anything on Facebook this week for some reason. I don't know what was going on, but we'll have a polished version of that interview
coming for you, Zuckerberg,
via SoundCloud soon to post and make available. So yeah, let's play some new music. We got the latest from Revocation called The Outer Ones off their album by the same name coming out on the 26th. It's now September, which is nuts. But yeah, September 26th, you can catch the new Revocation album and check out the title track called The Outer Ones on Brutal Brunch, WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Want to call in? Numbers are 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636, or 781-350-3264. If you want to talk some wrestling, All In is tonight, and our resident expert couldn't make it.
Ooh, John,
if you want to replace him, if you want to replace Norbit.
I'm going to fight John in the parking lot with a light tube match.
But here's Revocation.
Oh, Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Brutal Brunch here at WMFO, Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Quick correction, new Revocation album drops the 28th, not the 26th.
Brutal Errors, classic.
I know.
Show.
If they're listening.
Vintage Brutal
Brunch. I gotta check in with my metal cousin to see how those lessons are going from Dave Davidson.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, all right. Before we get to metal history, we got a band setting up for the next show, and yep. Matt was just pointing that it's not a ska band. I'm sorry that there's no trombones.
Where are the trombones, fellas?
All right.
Welcome to This Week in Metal History.
This Week in Metal History, August 26th through September 1st. We're going to do a truncated version because we have so much wrestling to talk about this week. Not old, but very important, obviously, for me and for the show. August 27th, 2014, Hammerfall releases the album Revolution. It's an R and an evolution separate. As you can imagine, it's essentially perfect.
Oh, no. Speaking about, we'll have the other Hammerfall in the background while you fix this.
I'm in there. Joakim, as we said, the most athletic frontman in European power metal. I mean, no questions asked. That's coming back when Matt reads the concert list. August 27th, 96, Monstrosity releases the album, their last album, Millennium. The last album to feature George Corpse Grinder Fisher on vocals before he joined Cannibal Corpse. I guess started. It says joined, but I would say started, right? Founded.
Wait,
it'd be funny if there's a band already called Cannibal Corpse. They're like, oh, your name's Corpse Grinder. I guess you should be in our band. August 28, 2001.
You know what band the original singer's in right now?
Ooh.
6 Feet Under.
Ooh. August 28, 2001. I was talking to Matt about this earlier. Slipknot releases Iowa, a very angry album. It was a bad time, I guess, in their careers. They've talked about it often. Corey Taylor was dealing with issues with alcohol. The band was just like upset with each other. They were upset with their label. They were upset with everyone. And the album really shows it. So much so that I can only play basically 5 minutes of that song because the rest of it is just naughty curse words. And I had to do this at like 5 a.m. So,
I once played in a previous life on the radio. I was gone for a week because I was in Iowa, so I just pre-recorded and had to edit down the entire Iowa album and played that while I was gone.
Not easy. That's a lot of work. Speaking of great bands, August 29th, 1988, as I told you and John last night when we were discussing All In, Heavy Metal is the Law. Halloween releases Keeper of the Keys, Volume 2.
It's one of those weeks when like there's an eclipse or whatever when the planets align, when Halloween and Hammerfall
come together. It's the perfect time of year. Keeper of the Seven Keys, Part 1, is thought by many to be the essentially first album in the genre of European power metal, which, as you know, is my favorite genre of metal. Incredible. There's not a lot of, background on what the seven keys are. I mean, there's seven keys in like Christian philosophy, but I don't think that's what they're getting at, because there's a lot of skeletons on the covers of these things, so I don't know. Anyway, it's almost October. It's time for Halloween. Man, let's close it out with...
This was abbreviated.
It was very abbreviated, but let's close out with my favorite karaoke song of all time. August 30th, 1988, Danzig releases a solo album, Danzig. This is obviously Mother. I think I've told the story on the show before, but one night, one New Year's Eve when I was living in Cambridge, I came home, it was like late, I was like, I really want to hear this song like right now. put it on YouTube, and I'm like, great. And then like kind of slowly fell asleep, and I had it hooked up to my speaker, so it was loud, and it just replayed all night. I think I woke up at like 5 or something to like go to the bathroom. I'm like, oh my god, and I got a nasty email from the downstairs neighbors like, you can't play Danzig for 6 hours in a row. And I said, I'm sorry, I thought this was America. Anyway, that's the This Week in Metal History. Matt, what's going on this week?
Perfect. Do you need time to read? Do you need to set up the background music, or are we going to do this for the background music?
Do I need it? Boom, there it is.
All right. Actually, a nice full concert calendar this week.
Ooh.
Big night in Worcester at Ralph's. You can see High Command. There's tonight High Command, Crazy Bull, Ritual Blade, Face Paint, and Glacial Hell. And at the Palladium, it's CKY with Slaves, Royal Thunder, Awaken, I Am, and Fathom Farewell.
Is it an anniversary show for CKY or something? I saw something online.
I don't know.
Okay.
However, they're playing Palladium upstairs, which
upstairs
seems like a lot of people fit in to see CKY.
Well, when we were there for Oceano, how many people do you think were squished?
Well, yeah, it was
God, that's a fire hazard.
The Midway Cafe, you can see Spydera, Diana, Adapter, and Bitter Wind. Sonya has a Floor's Embrace, Interchange, Death Amphetamine, Hive Tower, Whispers of Andromeda, The Gallows Instance. Have you seen the recent news regarding Sonya and the Middle East and all those things?
No.
I haven't been following it, but can read more in Vanyaland. But the one of the, I think it's brothers that own those buildings or whatever, one of them had to step down for accusations of sexual harassment.
Oh,
bands
no.
Like pulling out of shows and stuff like that.
Oh,
but
really?
Not a ton of, yeah. So.
Ooh.
But
I've talked to those guys. Like, we used to have my family's places across the street from them. So
okay.
We would
right.
Work with them, kind of, you know. We'd share ice when our ice machines would break.
On Tuesday, the 5th, at the Middle East, is Persephone, Manticora, and Averse. On Wednesday, at the Palladium, you can see Once a Burning Body with Necrogoblicon, Buried Above Ground, Adrift on the River Styx, Colossity, Death Amphetamine again, White Lights and Hollow Betrayal, and Orion's Puppets, Insect Arc, Pandascordian, Necrogenesis, Sea, and Greylock. At the Middle East, Monolord, Ilsa, and Conclave. On Thursday, at Xfinity, it is the Aussie No More Tours 2 tour with Stone Sour.
Mamma mia.
You're going to be there. Great Scott, you can see Sumac, Dallas, and Infernal Coil.
Has he already sent the invite out? Like, you guys want to see Stone Sour?
He's got the passes. That's why he's not here today. Right, Music Hall, you can see Mustache and Be at the Means. Middle East has Cauldron, Barrow White, and Immortal War. And then on Friday, at the House of Blues, it's Suicidal Tendencies with Iron Regan and Sick of All.
Wow.
Ralph's has Agador, Interchange, Air of Fire, and Ivory Tower.
Okay.
Right, Music Hall has Strung Out, After the Fall, Make War, and Oh the Humanity. Kodo, back on the list.
Back.
This is another example. Where hadn't we seen any
Salem
concerts
Chinese
in a long time?
Restaurants.
Salem Kodo.
Chinese restaurants.
We talked about Kodo last week.
Yeah, exactly.
And boom, now they have shown.
Well,
again.
Now is the time when Salem comes alive. Like, literally, like, I take a walk at lunch, you know, out of my office, and I kind of walk around, and, like, from November until the end of August, it's like ghost town. And then, like, right now, people start setting up. They're going to start building, like, all their, like, goofy Halloween town stuff to get psyched up for Mardi Gras down there, basically.
On Friday, you can catch War Criminal, Chasms, Distressor, and Sky Tigers again at Kodo. And 13th Floor Music Lounge, you can see Toke, Curse the Sun, Shadow Witch, and Geezer.
So the Aussie tour, is he like, is that it now? Is there any more? Can he come back somehow?
I don't care to know anything about Aussie, so I couldn't tell you anything about that show.
So rude. All right. It's going to be like that then. Would you do Black Metal Song of the Week?
I do. I'm very excited about this.
Black Metal Song of the Week was a showdown between New Immortal and my favorite band of all time, Cradle of Filth. Because tastes differ in this genre, obviously. We're going to go with Immortal, Northern Chaos Gods, a new album. This is Grim and Dark, Black Metal Song of the Week on Brutal Brunch.
as requested last week by Matt. That was
so good.
That was Oxen. That was the latest from them called Phantom Limb.
I feel like you could do yoga to that. I feel like that was I was on the right track there. I feel like that fits.
I think that could work. But that's off their latest album, or their upcoming album, I should say, called Low, that will drop on the 22nd, which that also doesn't add up date-wise, but just go with it. Sometime a week before, a weekish before Revocation's album.
Oh, God.
The new Oxen album. Anyway, that was also put out on the RPM Fest 2018 compilation. Of course, RPM Fest was last weekend, and Oxen played. So there you go. That was latest from them. All right. So we're going to attempt to do this without... Without our, joining us.
I know, the king
the
of wrestling.
The unauthorized wrestling report, which...
He was actually the third king of wrestling when they did the kings of wrestling. It was the Outsiders and Norbit. He was in the back seat of the big Cadillac. He was the third king of wrestling.
By the way, I was thinking that, you know how they did Rap is Crap in WCW? I was thinking I need to make
do
a song.
I, ever?
I need to make a song called Thrash is Trash and sing that to you.
I'll fight you in the streets.
All right. Anyway, I just saw that.
I almost bought a Rap is Crap shirt on eBay.
Will
people get this joke or will people get mad at me?
Anyway, we are talking about wrestling today because September 1st, it is All In at the Sears Center.
W's the arrow, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. So it seems like a good show. So we got the, what's the first match?
So,
Battle Royale. All right, thing?
So, well, we're, yeah, so anyway, there are Ring of Honor stipulations involved as well. But yes, I suppose you could consider that the, should we start from the curtain jerk or should we start from the top of the card?
Well, today they're doing weigh-ins this morning, right?
Which I think they already did those, your StarCast.
Doesn't make any sense.
But they do have the 0 Hour show airing on WGN America tonight at 7 o'clock.
What does that mean?
Well, you get two free shows. So if you don't order the pay-per-view, you can still see the over-budget Battle Royal, which
Jordan Grace is in it, right?
Jordan Grace is in it. Right. It is a 15-person Battle Royal to determine the number one contender for the Ring of Honor World Championship, and they will go on to fight Jay Lethal, the current title holder, on the pay-per-view. Lethal, huh? So anyway, the participants in that right now are Jordan Grace, Moose.
God, the king.
Moose.
Thank you.
Rocky Romero, Colt Cabana. That's why I think that I'm...
Do you think that he's going to show up?
I think that we have been witnessing the greatest feud brewing of all time and playing out in the court system.
A legal fees feud?
Yes, a legal fees feud. It was all a work. It was all a work to lead to CM Punk running at All In.
Might be a work in your guys' twisted minds, but I feel like if you're an attorney, you don't file a lawsuit under false pretenses. You lose your license.
Well, let me remind you that, you weren't there, but at the last Beyond show on Melrose, Colt Cabana was served with papers by Super Cop Dick Justice.
I think it's a joke on the actual thing that they're doing, where they're actually suing each other for money in Chicago.
What are you, Jim Rome now? You think this is all real?
This is real.
Ethan Page, Brian Cage... Billy Gunn, the one Billy Gunn.
I know. I want Billy Gunn to win. Here's my dream. And so Brian Cage eliminates everyone, and then somehow, like by trickery, he falls out of the ring because he's a freak.
He can't hold himself up. His pecs just take him over the top rope. Yeah.
And then, end of the match. Oh no! Stare down, Billy Gunn, Jordan Grace.
I think you might be the only person in the country who hopes that the final two are Jordan Grace and Billy Gunn.
That would be incredible.
Jimmy Jacobs, Marco Stunt, Brandon Cutler, Punishment Martinez. I bet he's your boy.
Do you know that guy? Yes,
I figured you would.
And, someone said he was the equivalent of Indy. He's like Indy Kane, and I'm like, good to hear. Good to hear. Thanks.
Who the hell is Austin Gunn? He was apparently added last night. Is that he related to Billy Gunn?
Sounds like you're create a character. And
so there you go. That's. And they were, at the time, I believe, there were four open spots. So what does that put us at? I want.
All right, so let me ask you this. Speaking of Colt Cabana and this, like, Garbaggio suing each other thing, do you think CM Punk shows up at the show tonight? Because I think I will take a bet with you, and I will say no 100 times out of 100. He was doing a shirt sale or something at the store.
The Pro Wrestling Tees, yeah. He's, like, their flagship.
Well, he's done.
There's a massive,
he's done
massive
an
line.
MMA. He can never fight in MMA again, so he's done with that. Chris Hardwick got hired back, so he can't be the Talking Dead guy, which I thought would be actually a good choice for him because he is a dork and likes comic book stuff. But I guess he's like incredibly unlikable. Even so,
even more so than Chris Hardwick.
More likable than Chris Hardwick somehow. I don't know. Like, what does he do now? He's like, how old is he? 40.
Yeah, he's up there.
I mean, he can get back into this, but
It's a good question, because you do wonder if, like, the stuff with Cabana's rail, like, how much of that would prevent, like, how willing would the Bullet Club be to allow CM Punk in?
I'll tell
but
you.
But they know that if they want headlines, if they want, if you want to say what are they going to do that's more than an indie pay per view, is you
do?
Bring CM Punk shows up. CM Punk versus Billy Gunn.
Oh my God!
But anyway, they had been
a mismatch.
There had been 11 open spots on that battle royal, or 4 open spots. Now there's only 3, and we're still trying to. We're still waiting to see how Chucky T, Trent Beretta, Matt Cross, and Maxwell J. Friedman are going to be added to the card. Because
Chucky
they are
T, the most legit tough guy now that, what was he saying? He's like the number one actual legitimate tough guy now that Matt Riddle's in WWE.
On the independents, yeah. All right, so you got that. So the Battle Royal, so who do you got? Jordan Grace?
Jordan Grace and Billy Gunn.
But who wins?
Jordan Grace.
All right, there you go. And you can also
top
see on the pre-show,
press Billy Gunn out of the ring.
The Briscoes take on SoCal Uncensored, and that is the team of Frankie Kazarian and Scorpio Sky.
That's crazy. Frankie Kazarian and Chris, he's not going to help his best friend.
Chris well, here's the thing. Yes, the reason why Kazarian and Daniels are not teaming up is because Christopher Daniels has beef over. See, you don't think that legal proceedings could lead to a feud, but Christopher Daniels legitimately murdered Joey Ryan and now has to fight Stephen Amell.
Comedy murder is different than actually suing people for money.
See, so if you missed this on Being Elite, the Bullet Club's YouTube
show. Yeah.
Joey Ryan was murdered by a mysterious assailant, and originally Stephen Amell was arrested, but then it turned out he was framed for the murder by Christopher Daniels. Because that's Christopher Daniels is quite dangerous. Do you remember when he attempted to murder AJ Styles
many
with
times.
A knife?
Yes,
or a screwdriver, whatever it is, and stuck
into
the
fallen
turnbuckle?
Angel, Christopher Daniels. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that guy's scary. Yeah, that thing under his eye, terrifying. What's that tattoo all about? Curry Man, so, who's this?
Curry Man could show up. That'd be great.
Curry Man's the third guy.
There is a 4-way women's match: Madison Rayne, Chelsea Green, Britt Baker, and Tessa Blanchard.
I do like the crossover of, like, TNA and indie stuff. Like, that's... I've been watching a lot of Impact. I continue to watch a lot of Impact for whatever reason. And, like, I think it actually makes sense, like, having them everywhere. It, like, makes it, like, seem like a better promotion. Like, they're, like... And they'll, like, specifically do stuff. Like, here we are with AAA. Here we are with, like, some Japanese promotion. And just, like...
But it works, but sometimes it doesn't. Because, like, you see... If you see... I mean, Tessa Blanchard is... pretty much headlining Wrestle Circus.
Yeah.
And then she shows up and gets, like, pinned in a distraction wallet by Madison Rayne. You're like, ugh.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it makes booking difficult, but, like, in terms of, like, the spectacle of wrestling and, like, the anything can happen and, like, the mishmash of stuff, I think, like, that's fun. Like, it's hard to have, like, a through line for storyline stuff unless it's people who are, like, exclusively...
And it's not even storylines, but just, like, stature, sort of, like...
Yeah, but I mean,
somebody
like
in one promotion is like a headliner, and then they're just a.
Well, Tessa Blanchard won the Knockouts Championship this week.
Oh, there you go. Then so again,
she beat Sue Young.
Let's not talk about booking logic then. Chicago Street Fight: Joey Janela versus Hangman Page.
Incredible. That's gonna be a fight. Hangman Page.
Wait, you like Adam Page now?
No, I'm just saying he's gonna win.
All right. Yeah.
You're saying who will win? Hangman Page.
That's your prediction?
That's my prediction.
Do you think it's going to be a Bullet Club sweep?
Yes.
Because then you got Okada versus Marty Scurll.
No idea. I guess Okada, because the fans will go bonkers because they love him so much. Okada's the guy who like flips off all the stuff. Is he the guy in the gifts? Is that what Lariato is like? Look at Okada do a flip off this?
Ring of Honor World Championship. Jay Lethal will be fighting Jordan Grace. You have Jordan Grace going over and showing up to New York City with the belt.
Stomp fest, yeah.
NWA World's Heavyweight Championship. Nick Aldis, formerly known as the Gladiator Man in Impact. What was his name? He was Dixie Carter's like hand-picked.
Ooh. No, my mind is drawing it.
He was on the British version of American Gladiators.
That's incredible. But no, I don't remember.
Then he was what the hell? He was partners with Nigel McGuinness.
The Warlord, too.
Oh, you're not bailing me out here.
No, I got nothing. I could look it up, I suppose. Where has he been? I haven't seen him anywhere.
Nick Aldis. Dude, Brutus Magnus. There we go. Who's Magnus in TNA? You remember him?
I mean, the name sounds familiar, Matt, but I got to tell you, when I watch TNA, I'm not really paying that much attention. I'm just
he was partners with... It was great, because he debuts, and Dixie Carter was like, this is my handpick, this is my Bobby Lashley. And he tanked worse than Bobby Lashley in WWE. And then they it was very intelligent because then they paired him with Douglas Williams as part of the British Invasion. Douglas Williams was amazing. And yeah, so then he actually started to get good, and then he was with Nigel McGuinness, and it was great.
And where's he been? England? Insane Championship Wrestling or whatever?
He was Global Force Wrestling.
Okay.
There you go.
Big time. I guess.
And now he's the NWA champ.
Fair enough.
And if Cody wins, I believe it would be the first ever father-son
NWA,
combination NWA. To hold the World Championship.
That's probably true. I mean, even if it's not true, it's true, you know, because it's wrestling. Like, right. They would just say that it's true. It's like, oh, unbelievable. It's never happened before. Who's commentating? Do we know?
Ask me so many questions.
That's the real odd question, right? Because it's not tied to a particular promotion.
Don Callis, Excalibur, from PWG. Timmy Baltimore and Ian Riccoboni. The ring announcers. Justin Roberts and Bobby Cruz. Star-studded ring announcers.
Yeah, those are good ring announcers.
The referees, Earl Hebner, Jerry Lynn, Paul Turner, Rick Knox, and Todd Sinclair. Oh, Mr. Sinclair. Where's Norbert?
What if Jerry Lynn gets involved in the match?
Jerry Lynn! All right, let's finish out this card. Kenny Omega versus Pentagon Jr.
I love it. I don't know. I love it. I love those guys. I want them to wail on each other for 40 minutes.
And then, of course, the Young Bucks with Kota Ibushi fighting Rey Mysterio, Phoenix, and Bandido.
That'll be good. I mean, that'll be like a wacky... Both those matches will be like bonkers. Those will be like... If you're watching this event on Twitter tonight, those will be the ones that are most gift.
Yes. I hope
it will be the most gifable match.
I would like a Sin Cara run in, so we can just...
He could. The real Sin Cara.
And then takes off his mask and CM Punk.
You could tell it was not Sin Cara right away, because it was like a weird, flabby, disgusting...
Well, that's what happened with the original Sin Cara, when there were two Sin Caras.
Yeah. Well, Angelico's still in AAA, I think. I think I saw him. They're on Twitch. You can watch those on Twitch, too, right?
Man, wrestling in 2018.
It's ridiculous.
By the way, did you see Twitch ran into issues with your boy with the boxing match, the big YouTuber boxing match?
Logan Paul?
Yeah, a bunch of people pirated it on Twitch Everybody got upset.
I mean, that's how you can watch a lot of stuff on Twitch.
The best ever will be the kid who streamed a UFC event and then had his controller and was just like randomly moving the buttons and it took like over an hour for people to figure out for
him to get caught. The kid had like the Xbox controller like in screen, but it was just like a live feed of like whatever UFC 200. King.
All right, so there you go. There's All In. You won't even be watching it.
I can't watch it. I'm going to be babysitting. I thought it was tomorrow. I can watch it when they go to bed.
I was going to say, how does that preclude you from watching? Just get the Fight TV app or whatever.
Baby's
got to
watch...
Baby's got to watch wrestling.
They got to watch wrestling, I guess, tonight. I don't know.
Okay.
Wait, what match are you most excited to see? Omega versus Pentagon?
I would say, I think that... whatever, I'm just here for the Battle Royal, basically, at this point. I'm so removed now from this. I just want to see what Chuck E.T. does, basically. What the best friends do.
Pentagon has a new, like, samurai armor that he wears the ring. How's that? Is that doing anything for you? Because it did for me when I saw it. I'm like, that's incredible. He has, like, the samurai, like, head helmet with, like, the spike on it. It's, like, tremendous. He's, like, the greatest. He's the greatest wrestler. He's a Mexican ninja skeleton, whatever his character is. Incredible. So, yeah. Pentagon Jr. match of the night. Just calling it right now. Cody Rhodes wins. Everyone says Kenny Omega's going to the WWE. That's my prediction. 50,000 Twitter accounts tonight say like, oh, Omega's going to the WWE. He was talking to John Cena backstage. John Cena's got hair.
What if John Cena showed up?
That would be crazy, actually. That would actually be crazy.
All right. On that note. Let's play some more music. Anything else to add about wrestling in general?
I would wish John was
a bunch of vanilla midgets. So you're amped up about it?
I'm amped up about Pentagon, Jordynne Grace, Billy Gunn. That's it.
Is Jordynne Grace, does she still grace your home?
The picture has been put in the box where I keep like a bunch of vitamins and stuff.
You should break it out for tonight. You can.
Mag's in San Francisco.
All right, let's place a new Actor Observer. Their album came out last Friday called Pareidolia? Something like that. It's Actor Observer. We're going to play Lo and Beholden on Brutal Brunch, WMFO Med for 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Observer. That was Lo and Beholden off their new album, Paradoia.
Pretty good.
Which you can catch now. All right, so we're just about wrapped up here. Before we get out of here from Mike on the mic again. Live band getting set up. Very exciting stuff, so stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned.
For the top of the hour. Some real quick things to get to. Otherwise, very exciting last weekend because the Rays swept the Red Sox in the midst of their
How many games back are you guys?
playoff. Well, we didn't talk about the division, but
Let's talk about the division.
8 games in the wild card.
Let me pull up the stats while you're talking.
It would be great.
How good the Rays are.
If Oakland never went on that surge, we'd be 3.5 games out of playoff spot. But anyway, your boy Jalen Beeks tearing it up just because the Red Sox don't know how to use these guys. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
Metallica's Blackened American Whiskey will soon be available because they're going on tour.
I still haven't found the In Flames vodka.
Well, that's only in Sweden, and you knew
that. Ship it to us.
And that's all. It's only, in a store in Sweden. You can't even get it ordered.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We found that out. Yeah. We couldn't even find it. I tried the Mega. We should do another taste test. I did the Megadeth
beer or whatever. I've been trying to do a taste test for, 2 years, but Megadeth is the only beer available anywhere in the Northeast. And everything else is regional specific.
Heavy. It was brown. It was very porter, but it had a special phrase. I don't know. Another reason we need John in here, because I don't know how to describe beer.
But yeah, there's Deftones, The In Flames, now Metallica. There's a million bands.
There's a million bands that I think have given their you can get a beer with Eddie on it. You know, you can get Iron Maiden, Porter. But I don't know if they're if that's just a branding thing with the artwork as opposed to we're putting this out, the product itself, in other words, the beer or the wine or whatever. Or if it's just you could borrow our artwork to sell your beer. I don't know. What do you think the Blackened American Whiskey will taste like?
Whiskey.
Yeah.
Because it all tastes the same to me.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Very exciting next week. The Purge TV series debuts on Tuesday.
Is it, though? What's it going to be on?
What?
What is it going to be on?
What network?
What network?
I believe it's USA.
So it's going to be a PG Purge? Is it going to take away all the fun parts of the Purge? Which is when,
what do you consider the fun parts of the Purge?
The murder?
There's murder on TV.
Yeah, but that's true, actually. Actually, that is true, because we used to watch Criminal Minds all the time.
Exactly.
With my parents, and I'm like, why is the show on U.S.? It was on CBS, right? It's disgusting.
USA Network.
What's the concept
10 p.m.
of the Purge?
There you go, Safe Harbor, all that. Does that exist on TV? I don't even know.
Technically USA is cable, so they're actually not beholden to the FCC, but they do it for ratings. What's the concept of the Purge TV show? What era does it take?
The Purge.
Obviously, but it's only a Purge. It's not Purge 24/7.
Well, it's obviously not the final Purge, and it's not the first Purge. So somewhere in between those 24 years or however long it's around.
Well, the final Purge has occurred. It did.
Did you not watch the third movie?
Should I watch it? I was going to ask you for a horror movie recommendation to watch while Maggie's out of town. What's a new hot? What's the newest, latest, hottest that I should
watch? I'm going through withdrawal. I haven't seen a new movie since the great Sully from Godsmack / Kevin Nash debacle of The Manor.
May I watch that then? Should I watch The Nun?
And Mike Bennett. Sure. It's not out yet, is it?
Isn't it
out? It comes out next weekend, I think.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's out this weekend. I don't know. This is what I'm saying. I haven't been on top of horror.
You're killing me right now.
I know. It's brutal.
So wait, the Purge TV show, it's set. So most of the time it's just going to be people going to work and stuff, and then one episode they'll murder everybody.
I think it all takes place essentially during the night of a purge.
It's 24. Is that what you're trying to say?
A little bit.
Or it's actually 12. I'm going to give this show 2 thumbs down. That's a no for me, dog.
That's what the reviews are saying at this point, but you know what? Reviews be damned.
I mean, Silk Stockings. Is it going to be on after Raw?
No, it's on Tuesdays.
It's going to be on after SmackDown then.
Is SmackDown on USA?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. 10 p.m.
What do you think? It's on UPN.
They're going to get the big lead-in.
Big lead-in audience. All the
crossover.
All the kids watching SmackDown, and they're going to see some PG murder. Gross. Anyway.
Okay, on that note, we're going to end things with a song called End Notes. This is by the band Inferabruo, which you're going to be very excited about this. You can pre-order a cassette. from these guys.
What's the deal with that?
It releases on September 7th. That's next week. That's next Friday. Let's check these guys out. Again, it's in Faribault. We played another single off this album.
The previously. Rays are 21 games out of first place. I just wanted to point that out from our prior discussion.
Yeah, but you know that they have a better record than the Dodgers, Nationals, and Giants, and all these other teams that the Red have, Sox have massive, massive payrolls.
Wins.
It's going to be hilarious when they win one game in the playoffs.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So yeah, here's the song End Notes off the upcoming album Saren by Inferiburo. We'll be back next weekend. Enjoy All In tonight if you watch it. Mass so Knot, go see phone. Some shows. Until next week, stay brutal. Stay tuned for Mike on the Mic. WMFO Med for 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.